All right, Bruce, what's the drill?
All right, Oh, I like that. Did you plan that, or was that just one of those? I never can tell whether that pun came, because you're not one to like dispense with the puns, but when you do, I get surprised by that. I'm a little numb by the that drill pun that you have there. We'll see whether or not we've got them this morning. As I mentioned before, it is National Children's Dental Health Month, and to talk about that is Dr. Klitsch, who joins us this morning. Good morning, doctor.
Yes, good morning.
We appreciate your time this morning. National Children's Dental Health Month. I guess the key is getting them to the proper techniques early. What can we do to get our kids to brush, even though maybe we tell them every day, but we're not always sure? What tips can you help us with?
Well, you can't start too early. At United Healthcare, we recommend starting as early as shortly after birth to have the mom or caregiver clean the baby's gums with water and a soft cloth or a child-sized toothbrush. There's no need for any toothpaste to be used until the child reaches age two, but and at that point, the amount of toothpaste on there shouldn't be any larger than a grain of rice. At that point, we should also teach the child to spit that toothpaste out. There's no need to swallow any of that. So the idea is that to start those good habits as early as possible. And one of the reasons is, and some people don't know, but decay is the most chronic childhood disease that there is. It's 4 to 5 times more common than even asthma. So the earlier we can get in there and teach good habits that may last a lifetime, the better.
This would mostly, I guess, all be preventable, or is there some hereditary things that maybe some teeth are not as strong as other, you know, other folks? What's the story with that?
The entire process is a bacterial infective process. Where I grew up, we used to hear about families that had soft teeth, or such and such just has soft teeth. In a way, that soft teeth ran in their family. In a way, this is true. If a mom goes ahead and goes to taste the child's food, uses the same spoon and puts it in the child's mouth, and she herself has a number of cavities and untreated gum disease, she's actually infecting her child. Now, this is something that we didn't know until a number of years ago, but it is an infective process, so the idea is to prevent that from happening and to keep it at a minimum.
Doctor, how often should children brush their teeth, and when should we introduce flossing?
We recommend that the children brush at least twice a day with a small amount of fluoride toothpaste. Usually this is when they're 3 to 6. Now, again, the child carer should also help the child, because a child really can't do it themselves until they're 8. So you can go ahead, again, make it fun, play with the child, and then finish a good job, if you will. As far as flossing goes, flossing is more effective when the teeth are tighter together to clean the areas where a brush can't reach. So once the first molars come in the back, it's very important to already have your child in a situation where they've already at least seen you floss, so they want to mimic what you're doing.
So, doctor, I have baby teeth. They're going to fall out. Do I get a do-over with the new teeth?
No. unfortunately, a lot of people believe that baby teeth aren't important, but they're very important. Beside the obvious chance that they get infected, any problems with those can also affect eating, the baby's speech as they grow, attending school, and definitely the way their permanent teeth come in. So it's important to start early.
Let's talk about some things you eat. What you put in your mouth can affect, obviously, your teeth. Sugary snacks. Sometimes we have a habit of giving kids the juice that sort of just lingers in their mouth. Talk about proper nutrition, I guess, related to teeth.
Well, you don't want to put that baby bottle in with any milk, formula, or fruit juice or sweetened liquid, that's for sure. Those liquids pool in the baby's mouth, and they form a sugary film. That gets acidic, and that just leads to decay and infection. So the ideal is that the same advice that we hear as adults: limit sugary snacks and drinks between meal, and definitely encourage healthy snacks like fruits and vegetables.
We're talking this morning with Dr. Klitsch. It is the National Children's Dental Health Month. Sealants. I see something about sealants. I'm not familiar with that. Tell me why these are important, or exactly what sealants are related to your teeth.
Well, sealants are pretty much what they sound like. They actually are plastic coatings that are placed on the teeth to protect them from decay. So it's almost like having a plastic shield protecting the teeth against the invasion of the sugars and acids that might be introduced. They're usually covered as a preventive service by many dental plans. Most require little or no out-of-pocket cost. You should really start to ask the dentist about placing sealants on your teeth as they start to turn six. That's when, again, the first permanent teeth come in, those first molars.
Is this sealant kind of like a temporary thing, like waxing your car, or is this something that's sort of a permanent thing and you only need to do it once?
Well, because they are plastic, and because we do use those back teeth, they usually last between 2 and 5 years, although I've seen them a lot longer. By that time, with a little bit of luck, hopefully child has gotten good habits and can keep teeth clean. But I'll tell you what, there's nothing wrong with even asking your dentist as an adult about the possibility of using sealants to prevent decay, even with adult teeth.
Our guest today has been Dr. Klitsch, who is with the University United Healthcare. He's a chief dental officer. You're a CDO. I've never met one of those before. I feel honored, Dr. Klitsch. National Children's Dental Health Month. Tell me where maybe people can go to get some other details, or if they're looking to get their kids on the proper dental care, where's a good place? Obviously visiting a dentist, but maybe something online or details we've been talking about.
What I'd like to do is point them to UHC.com, United Healthcare, www.UHC.com. That's a good jump-off place, and it's got a lot of really good common-sense information there.
Well, we got a lot of great information from you this morning, Doctor. We appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Okay, thank you for having me.